Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. My guest today is Kirill and Nikita. They're the co-founders of Fudu. Kirill is the CEO and co-founder of Fudu, an AI-based grab-and-go solution that helps reduce food waste and make high-quality food affordable. Nikita is the CPO and the co-founder of Fudu. I'm so honored to have you guys on my show today. I can't wait to dive into Fudu. But before we begin, I'm going to start with Kirill. What inspired you to start Fudu?
It was my passion for the whole of my life, the food. I like to eat the good food. And it's still a question where you can find the right, the right place. Place where the food will be all the time with a good quality, it will be very tasty and all this stuff. And the second thing which I realized for the whole of my life, how many food we actually waste. We produce a lot of food, and almost 50% of all food which we produce in our world goes to the bin. Yeah, it's not very good. That's why actually I had an idea. It was not like, something new, but I figure out how to make it more in the right way, to make food waste less, how to bring the food to almost everyone. And that's how actually Fudu was born. That's what our idea.
Amazing. And Nikita, so you're the CPO and the co-founder. What inspired you to be a part of Fudu?
Back to my experience, I'm usually used to work with big enterprises in digital, developing different kind of projects from side of software and a bit of hardware. So I was really excited by doing something, combining existing technologies in not common way or using new technologies to provide customers with really efficient and sustainable products. And when you can touch the result, it's like the best experience ever. And if the user like it. And I also do like to eat good, actually. So yeah, that's the point always. So when these two like big desires meet each other, I think that something good will gotta happen.
Amazing. So let's talk a little bit about zero waste nutrition. That's huge. That's a huge problem that, we've been facing. And what bothers me, especially in Los Angeles, what bothers me about that is there is so much food that's being wasted in LA. And then you see so many homeless people out there and kids hungry. And when I see the data and the reporting, it just aggravates me. I'm like, there has to be a better system to take the food that the restaurants don't need or the one that's being wasted and be just shared with the people that really need it. Let's talk a little bit about that.
I would like to Nikita answer this question, but I will start. The core problem that almost the whole world trying to work with the consequences. I like this phrase which Nikita usually used during his speech. Because when you're sharing the food which will be wasted, it's the consequences. The main reason because of that we are producing a lot of food and we don't know how to sell it in the right way. Even if you can see it, some big shops or deli and all this stuff, they're trying to have a lot of stuff. They don't know how good sales will be. And at the same time, the core problem, when the expiration date will end, they have a lot of stuff trying to figure out this. That's what we are changing. We are changing the reason. Nikita, it's your turn.
Keep my words from lips. Yeah, actually. So yeah, the consequence. There are a lot of good startups like Carmelite and etc. who are actually helping the people in need. Yeah, helping just selling the food with a 50 with a 70% discount, just like because it's gonna expire soon. That's really great. So don't get me wrong. Yeah, we're not against it. We're just like. It's really beneficial. It's really a good point. But our main thought was, why don't we just like control the production? So, and we build it as actually this system, not with the mind, just it's commercially good, but of course it is, but oh, because we have like cheap last mile and et cetera. But the main thing and mission was to know today how much food we have to produce to fit user demands tomorrow. So not more, not to bring over production and not less to fit user demands. So that was the key point. And how you already said that the food waste is really a global problem, and it's really bad that a lot of food just not given away. It's just like recycling and et cetera. But the process of it costs like 10% carbon emission, $1 trillion in cost yearly. And like each third ready to eat meal is a waste. Just keep it in mind, because 30 to 45% of big food service companies, which are handling the food for customers, and for big enterprises, for, manufacturers and et cetera, they have like 30 to 45% like a food waste. And it's like insane. And I'm not talking about like methane, which is gained as a supply product from like meat recycling and et cetera, et cetera. So the topic is really huge actually. Yeah. And it caused a lot of money and an effort to close this problem, like closing this, this gate, but it also caused lose of tremendous opportunity we can give the people actually.
Yeah. And all these problems brings us to another problem. That means that everybody will pay for this food waste. Sure. Because it goes to our price. And that's bringing us to the food insecurity, when a lot of people cannot afford to buy the good quality of food.
Right.
Yeah. It's a very huge topic, yes.
Let's talk a little bit about the AI portion of your business and walk me through that process. How does the AI help you, I guess, figure out, is it machine learning that you're using to anticipate how much to produce so that you're not wasting? Just explain a little bit.
Yep. I will dive just a little bit to the whole process, because what we are building big network of our micro stores, and our technology can be used by anybody actually, but firstly we will use it by our own. And that means, for just imagine, we are producing each day, and we need to deliver each day 100,000 salads in different places, in different way, with a different types and all this stuff. To bring this big quantity, we need to tell our partners, our ghost kitchens, guys, today we will give you an order, you should deliver it like in 2 days, 3 days later. So it's like a big gap between the ordering and actually we will get it. And the situation might change, you know, due to some locations, buying, sales, and all this stuff. We developed the technology which helps us to know exactly everything all the time, what kind of food will be expirated. For example, expiration date will go to the end, and we can start making like a sales and discounts for the location. So it means that our pricing is very flexible, on time, it's online. At the same time, we know every time in which location it's done, not by people, but by our technology, how many and which exactly food or SKU we should bring to exact location. That's like the core technology inside our like black box where magic happens.
Yeah, I will just add something to it. That, sure. Of course, we start from machine learning. It was simple. It was like sales, stocks, and a bit of user preferences, how they combine. Then we went to like a cohort analytics, so we know what will happen if we change this salad on the sandwich with salmon. Like we can forecast it, because user like to combine different stuff of dish. Like if you get one main course, nothing else, and a juice, you can like, for example, we change it for a sandwich and a salad instead of main course and et cetera. And we prognose all this stuff. And now we're close to gathering data from United States. And we also including a lot of factors like the floor of building, like what people are actually doing there. Yeah, what's the capacity, what's the traffic of people, what they're like mainly intention to be at that place actually. Yeah. And we know that depends on location, even during the one city, even during the one district in the inside the city, there are a lot of difference in taste in different companies, in different like I presume so, in different colleges and different hospitals as well.
Yeah.
And what we actually do now is we get all, so we actually, the third thing is about this, is that we are also a data company. So our main goal is to, so AI, by the word AI, it actually means nothing. It means that you have some math formulas which like work with data science and you can like predict something, but if you lack of data, you don't have a data, it won't work anyway. So the main reason of like having AI is that we gather a lot of data, not just about the location when we place it. It's also about the ghost kitchen. It's also about ingredients, about delivery, and et cetera, et cetera. And so some sort of data we get in digital way, some sort of data we get like on a field by making like asking just a question, asking our clients and et cetera. But yeah, that's all about it. So gather as much data as we could and make forecast
based on the data
in a very efficient way.
As accurate as we could, actually.
Yeah. No, I can definitely relate to that because all of our advertising that we do for our tech startups usually is all data driven, and we use machine learning systems to try to predict which podcast shows will be successful. And, you know, most of the times we're pretty on the dot, we're pretty accurate, but a lot of the accuracy is dependent on the data, the amount of data that we're able to collect.
That's true.
Let's talk a little about the one thing that you figured out in when you were starting Fudu, or when you were, you know, getting it going. What was that one thing that you figured out that you think really took it to the next level?
Okay, I think Kirill will start.
I thought the first one. So the first thing which we actually realized that after the pandemic, it's very hard to find the right people who will join your team and, you know, to find the stuff in your places. And actually, we realized that our system helps to bring a new business, to bring the food and all this stuff in a price less than it could be. At the same time, it will be available for you like 24/7. And I think it's like, you know, due to our very fast changing world, everything could change in one day. When you don't have the like a problem with the stuff on this issue, it will help you. It's like point number one. The point number two, which I actually realized only when I came to Los Angeles. Just imagine, a lot of restaurants don't have a, you're not able to pay a tip to the person who cooked exactly the dish you're actually eating. You always you're paying for like for the courier, for the waiter and all this stuff. What we are doing, we're trying to motivate, to help everyone on Ghost Kitchens to get their tips only in case our customers, our guests, I prefer to tell guests because we are covering the food, only if they like it. It makes, you know, like a feedback to the Ghost Kitchen, to the exact person who cooked it, like, guys, we love it. Thank you so much. Here's a tip for you. Thank you. Keep going. I think these two things will bring us to the next level. It's ups, you know, I'm not telling about the technology, all this stuff, because it doesn't matter what kind of technology you are using. People, everyone wants to buy and eat very good food. It's like the point number one. The sure. Second point, the price.
Oh yeah. And I love that it's a recession proof sort of a business, right? Like when we went through the pandemic, I realized that, you know, certain industries aren't so recession proof. And I love that you guys are not only creating you've created a company that's socially responsible, but it's also going to help solve this huge problem of food waste, but also deliver amazing food. Are you going to open up your platform eventually to other restaurants and other food companies that could tap into your data and be able to help themselves achieve the same? Is that something that you might do in the future?
I think CPO should tell us.
I think like, in general development, we're not like hiding something. Yeah. Of course, we have intellectual property and et cetera. And we actually didn't invent some new bicycle, on new like spaceship or et cetera. We actually using the technology that in common, but usually the entrepreneurs is not, it's like, it's good if they invent something, but usually entrepreneurship, it's not about inventing, it's about right combining, it's right people in right place with right technology, like, and that's the stuff. So I think, of course, we like having an all of opportunity of making this like open for any or giving a white label to some companies, to making like a shelf for a company or even a maker store for a company and et cetera, et cetera. But it will be like, we shall see in which way it goes, because like talking from the start, like it's usually, do you have a 5-year plan? Yes, of course
we have. Yeah, of course. No, I just, when I hear your model and how you took something that is so complicated and you simplified it, that's really hard to do. And what a lot of the bigger companies, especially food industry, they're dinosaur companies. They don't have technology behind them. And when they're so big, it's so hard for them to be nimble and be able to make decisions to try new things. And so a lot of times they might be willing to, lease an API, like connect with other companies that already have an API, tap into their API and just use and see if it can solve their own problems. That's why I brought it up.
I just want to add that actually we have several talks with the retails. We propose to them that, guys, just imagine that you can open the small, very small shop with the very popular items inside it, like, I don't know, bread, milk, dairy-free products, all this stuff, which you usually would like to take on breakfast, but just not spend a lot of time. Yeah. And imagine that the testing, the location doesn't spend it to you like half a year, because you need to find the place, you need to make the whole stuff inside it, to bring people, make it advertise. Just imagine that you can use our technology. And just imagine that in your big apartment building, you can go downstairs because you forget that you're, for example, you're out of X and they're already inside. They're already downstairs. It took 3 minutes to bring you to elevator, to go down.
Genius.
Everything you want, and just go back to your apartment. As far as we see like a feedback, they have an at least interesting.
Obviously if I were you, I would just like take this and run with it for myself. I wouldn't share it with anyone, but eventually if you're changing an industry, a huge industry that needs so much help, that's pretty awesome too. But what's one advice would you give to our listeners who are in a similar situation where they have an idea and they could start a company that's socially responsible like yours? In terms of like, you guys have gone through some of the challenges, and I'm sure the challenges of running a company like this are just ongoing. I know I'm an entrepreneur myself and I help other startups. And by helping other startups, these are companies that got funded millions of dollars. So they're not really startup. They're companies that have proved out their model, and are now they've got the investment and they have to prove out their scale, their acquisition. What advice do you have for the listeners who are thinking about it and thinking about starting something in the technology space, but then bringing something that is, something that is so needed, something that's somewhat, I don't want to say traditional, but you've mixed something that is so important to us, right? We can't survive without food. So you combined the necessity with technology and created this amazing company. So if other people have ideas that are similar, what advice would you give them?
Well, actually, I was thinking about it a couple of days because I have like a same question from the reporter at your Emerge conference. And I was like saying that talk as much as you can, of course, just asking. It's okay to share the idea. Idea doesn't cost anything without realization. So it's absolutely true that you can cast deaf your friends. I don't know, everybody lies, like the book said. So, but anyway, you can try to make in right question in the right way and just asking everybody, not does it feel good, but do you have a problem this, and what do you think about like making it this way, and etc. And the second thing is that try to do something, like actually, like super cheap MVP, or trying to check the hypothesis in a way you think you can. Just, it doesn't require like building something actually. It require like being just evangelist or something like that. Yeah, so you're just trying to bring something in your market. And if you're passionate enough like to deal with people who are usually dealing with money and etc., you will succeed actually eventually, because like it's not about someone gonna steal your idea. It's more about like people who give money because you're like super passionate about it, and they say that you're like really know what you're talking about. So try to be expert, try to figure out as much as you could about the topic you're like into, and try not to stay in cover, like try to go deep to understand why you actually want to do some social impact. Just because like it's fancy, just because it's like a lot of in the social media, or you really feel like in a solid way when you're doing something like that. So just try to, because we are starting from ourselves anyway. Yeah, if you think that you have a solid like position, like you have an opinion or something that you really figure out, yeah, you can go to anyone and say, bro, like what do you think about this, and just propose the idea, propose the solution, not thinking about like it's a problem. Of course it's a problem, but right. You know that like there are two separate kind of people. One are usually shouting and like lozenges, etc., and then other like doing something small but commercially good, and that's changed the world actually.
Actually, Nikita, more about the business, and I will tell more about the persons. First of all, nothing goes easy. It will be very hard. Just believe me, it will be very hard, and it's almost each day or each week you will have the feeling like, oh no, it doesn't work. Nobody wants this. It's not working. Just be sure that you ask the right questions. Yes, but still you need to be prepared that it will be a lot of no. It's normal. It's like about Edison, you know, I figure out how to make the stuff not in the right way 1,000 times. I need to find the right way how to make it in 1,001. And the second one, you need right people with you, like right co-founders who are ready to be in this, you know, in this very, very hard adventure where you can keep each other like in a good mood to cover each other, because otherwise, it will be very, very hard. You know, it's like statistics. Usually, the most startups, it's more than one people, founders, because it's really necessary to you, like, to spend a lot of time in talking to see or change the vision. It's normal. It's normal. We change our vision, like, already, I think, 15 times. Like, where are our niches and all this stuff?
I don't count, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of it, right? It's just part of the journey. You know, you know you have a mission, and you just have to go start walking and just walk and just start. Like, it's almost like, I don't know, I always tell my daughters, I'm like, hey, if you ever become an entrepreneur, and I say this when I'm hiking with them, I'm like, it's like hiking. It really is. You just don't know what's going to be around that corner, what you're going to see. And, you know, you think you're going to go and see this beautiful view, but then you like turn right and you see a view that's like 100 times better. And that's what entrepreneurship is. You start the company with one goal, and then you talk to somebody and they give you an idea, and you talk to someone else. And next thing you know, it falls into this perfect thing that is meant to be. Thank you guys so much. It's been such a pleasure talking to you. I'm so excited about Fudu. Just remind the listeners where they can learn more about Fudu. And I thank you for joining my show. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having us. It's been a pleasure for us. For anyone who want like to get in touch to know more about us, I can go at fudu.ai. So like it's artificial intelligence finally. Yeah, and search us on LinkedIn and Facebook. We're already there. So the company name is Fudu. I guess you'll find us.
Amazing.
We're waiting for you. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Thank you very much for your time. It was an awesome show. Thanks. Hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.